Hare Krishna. We shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga, Text Number 15. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Jaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tado Jayamudiraye. Astaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtage. Text number 15. Yunyan Evam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyata Manasaha Shantim Nirvana Paramam Mada Samstam Adigachati. Yunyanevam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyatamanasa Shantim Nirvana Paramam Masamstam Adhigachadi. Yunyanevam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyatamanasa Shantim Nirvana Paramam Masamstam Adhigachadi. Yunyanevam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyatamanasa Shantim Nirvana Paramam Masamstam Adhigachadi. Yanevam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyatamanasa Nirvana Paramam Masamstam Adhigachadi. Yunyanevam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyatamanasaha Shantim Nirvana Paramam Masamstam Adhigachadi. Yunyanevam Sadatmanam Yogi Niyatamanasa Shantim Nirvana Paramam Masamstam Adhigachadi. Yunyan, practicing. Evam, as mentioned above. Sada, constantly. Atmanam, body, mind and soul. Yogi, the mystic transcendentalist. Niyata, manasaha, with a regulated mind. Shantim, peace. Nirvana parama, cessation of material existence. Masamsta, the spiritual sky, the kingdom of God. Adigachadi does attain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus practicing constant control of the body, mind and activities, the mystic transcendentalist, his mind regulated, attains to the kingdom of God or the abode of Krishna by cessation of material existence. Kindly repeat the translation with me. Thus practicing constant control of the body, mind and activities, the mystic transcendentalist, his mind regulated, attains to the kingdom of God or the abode of Krishna by cessation of material existence. Purport. The ultimate goal in practicing yoga is now clearly explained. Yoga practice is not meant for attaining any kind of material facility. It is to enable the cessation of all material existence. One who seeks an improvement in health or aspires after material perfection is no yogi according to Bhagavad Gita. Nor does cessation of material existence entails one's enter into the void, which is only a myth. There is no void anywhere within the creation of the Lord. Rather, the cessation of material existence enables one to enter into the spiritual sky, the abode of the Lord. The abode of the Lord is also clearly described in the Bhagavad Gita as that place where there is no need of sun, moon or electricity. All the planets in the spiritual kingdom are self-illuminated like the sun in the material sky. The kingdom of God is everywhere, but the spiritual sky and the planets thereof are called Parandhama or superior abodes. A consummate yogi who is perfect in understanding Lord Krishna, as is clearly stated herein by the Lord Himself, Machitta Matpara Mastanam, can attain real peace and can ultimately reach His supreme abode. Krishna Loga known as Gologa Vandavana. In the Brahma Samhita it is clearly stated, Gologa Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Budho. The Lord, although residing always in His abode called Gologa, is the all-pervading Brahman and the localized Paramatma, as well by dint of His superior spiritual energies. No one can reach the spiritual sky or enter into the Lord's eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavana, without the proper understanding of Krishna and His plenary expansion, Vishnu. Therefore, a person working in Krishna consciousness is the perfect yogi because his mind is always absorbed in Krishna's activities. Savai mana Krishna pada aravindayo. In the Vedas also, Shvete Sutra Upanishad 3.8, we learn Tameva Vititvani Mrityum Medhi. One can overcome the path of birth and death only by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. In other words, perfection of the yoga system is attainment of freedom from material existence and not some magical jugglery or gymnastic feats to befool innocent people. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangarodi vachalam bangum langaya deginim Yatkripa tamaham mandi Sri Gurum dinatarinam പരമാനന്ദമാധവം കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യേശ്വരം. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ജയതാം സുരതോ പങ്കോർ മമ മന്ദമദേ ഗതി മസർവസ്വപദാംബുജൌ രാധാമദനമോഹനോ. കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീനന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഗ, ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഗ, ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഗ. നമഗ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഗ പങ്കജമാലിനേ, നമഗ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗ്രയേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ സെഷൻ ഓഫ് ഭഗവത്ഗീത. ദി സിക്സ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് ധ്യാന യോഗ. So all type of yoga system Bhagavan is explaining in Bhagavad Gita. Here we are hearing actually the sixth chapter, the Dhyana Yoga, different type of yoga system. Bhagavan is telling actually about the yoga of controlling the Atmanam, controlling the body, mind and activities. Body, mind and their activities, actually this is mentioned as they are the representative of Maya. They are doing the activities in the material world in three modes of material nature. So the yoga what you are talking about here is actually controlling, regulating actually in such a way that should help the cessation of the material existence. Material existence actually, those who are come to this material world, they are existing this mrityu loga. ജന്മ മൃത്യു ജര വ്യാധി, ദി കണ്ടീഷൻ സോൾസ് അണ്ടർഗോസ് മെനി മെനി ജന്മാസ്. സോ യോഗ സച്ച് എ യോഗ ടു സ്റ്റോപ്പ് ദിസ് ആക്ടിവിറ്റി. സോ പ്രഭുപാദ ഈസ് ടെല്ലിംഗ് ആക്ച്വലി ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ടെസ്റ്റ് ഷോസ് ദി it is meant for what purpose actually. The yoga what we are talking, Prabhupada is mentioning about the material world, different type of yoga, yogic process. Are you doing yoga? Sometimes somebody is doing for health purpose actually, some type of yoga, or getting some opulences. These are all material. The perfection of any yoga is actually should help and enable the cessation of the material existence, not for improving the health or material perfection or something like that. And this material cessation means stopping the material existence. Then what? It's not that somebody is finish his material existence going to the void. Prabhupada says actually there is no, within the creation of the Lord there is material world and a spiritual world. There is nothing in between called void. There is nothing. Shunyam. Then what will happen actually if you stop the material existence? So clearly it is mentioned enter into the spiritual sky, the abode of the Lord. Abode of the Lord, kingdom of God, masamstam adigachadi. Masamstam, he translated spiritual sky, kingdom of God. Vaikuntha, or the topmost of the Vaikuntha is Goloka Vrindavan. So that is actually the perfection of yoga, stopping cessation of material existence. And as soon as that happens, one goes to the kingdom of God. So in many texts in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has actually, while giving the instruction, everything should be for getting to peace and going back home, back to Godhead. Some glimpse of actually the spiritual world or Goloka Vrindavan is given actually in the 15th chapter. Bhagavan is mentioning actually, Mayi Dhama Natat Bhasayadu Suryo Na Shashango Na Babagaha Etgatvananavartande Tathama Paramam Mama. The supreme abode of mine is not illuminated by the sun or moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to this material world. So that is the goal, that is the result of the perfect yoga system. Enables to stop the material existence and go to that kingdom where, not like material world, we are depend upon actually the sun, moon, fire, electricity. The daytime we require the sunlight, night we require the electricity. Even though these are all provided by the Lord, Supreme Lord, but His own abode, these things are not required actually. The effulgence, simply the presence of the Lord, is always there. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto. Bhagavan is already there. Because of His presence, whatever the moon is giving, sun is giving, electricity is giving, all the facilities are given from because of His own presence in that particular place. No need of anything. And Bhagavan is telling actually, I am assuring you that if you come there, you will never return to this material world. His permanent visa is given actually, residence is given. So the perfection of the yoga, controlling the mind and body and their activities in such a way, that Prabhupada is telling that this is possible only once somebody is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Mind and body and his activities, everything actually, it is only in Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna Padaravindayo, always thinking about the different process actually Bhagavan has explained in Bhagavad Gita itself. How we can control our senses by engaging them in the pure devotional service. That is a process which is going. There is no other artificial method. So then Prabhupada has mentioned actually here the many slogans, many instructions. Bhagavan is telling Machitta, Matpara, Mastanam. If you want to enter into that place, when one attain to the control of the mind and in senses, he get actually the peace, a real peace. Otherwise in the material world, one who is actually entangled and already the mind is agitated, anxiety, there is no peace. So those who are controlled, those who are in Krishna consciousness, perfect Krishna consciousness, engaged 24 hours in a day in the transcendental loving devotional service of the Lord, they are at peace. There is no anxiety for them. Then further, Prabhupada is mentioning, no one can reach the spiritual sky or enter into the Lord's eternal abode without proper understanding of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavana. So Bhagavan is also telling in many slogans in Bhagavad Gita also, you try to understand me. Nobody knows me. I know everyone. So Prabhupada is telling proper understanding of Krishna. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Believe in his instruction, believe in his words. Bhagavan is using one word, Masujaha. Don't doubt me. Believe in me. Whatever I say, believe in me, it will happen definitely. So these points we will discuss actually, the how to get actually proper understanding of Krishna. His mind is always absorbed in Krishna's activities. In the Vedas also it is mentioned actually, one can overcome the path of birth and death only by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Two times it is mentioned. Proper understanding of Krishna, and one can cross over the material nisayans. There is path of, now we, as long as we are in the material world, we are in the path of birth and death. Janma Mrityu Jaravyati. Our activities are such a way that actually we are in the path of birth and death. How to overcome this? For that also proper understanding of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one can, perfection of the yoga system is attainment of freedom from material existence and not for material jugglery or gymnastic feats or befool innocent people. So a lot of advertisements are there about yoga system. You do this yoga, you do this, you will get it. But the real difficulty, real problem cannot be solved by the process somebody is telling about the gymnastic feats or magical jugglery or something like that. No, don't enter into that. Question is given actually. That is why in the middle itself, the sixth chapter itself, Bhagavan is telling. Not that the last Bhagavan is telling, Sarvadharman Paridyaja, Mam Ekam Charanam Raja, Aham Tam Sarva Bhavebhyo, Moksha Ichami Masujaga. In every chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan is telling this. You try to get peace. You are in difficulty. How to get that peace? If you get the peace, you can understand me, who I am. What type of person is Krishna? So, I was going through the Bhagavad Gita. I just want to share with you actually some of the verses where Bhagavan is actually telling about the peace so that one can enter into the Goloka Vrindavan. Chapter number 2, Bhagavan is telling, Prasade Sarva Dukhana Hani Rasyo Vajayade Prasanna Chetasahyasu Uthi Pariyavadishtade. Test number 65, chapter 2, test number 65. When one's mind is peaceful, in other words, when one develops devotional service, all his material miseries are destroyed. The intelligence of the devotee always remains fixed in the ultimate goal of life. So one can come into the ultimate goal of life is actually going back home, back to Godhead. Our intelligence can be fixed. When the mind is peaceful, when one develops devotional service, all his material miseries are destroyed. So in the second chapter itself, Bhagavan is telling actually how to get the peace. Control your mind or make your mind peaceful by engaging into the devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna. 66, Bhagavan is telling, Nasti buddhi rayuktasya Nacha yuktasya bhavana, nacha bhavayata ashandir, ashandischa kuta sukham. Moreover, how can the minds of those who do not meditate on the absolute truth become peaceful by giving up the inferior material enjoyment? How can the restless person attain supreme happiness? So people are restless actually. Somebody is giving up some material enjoyment artificially for some time. But as soon as he withdraws from the material enjoyment, one has to enter into the meditation of the Absolute Truth or devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna. Then only it is possible to get the peace. Prepare somebody to go back home, back to Godhead. Then 67 also Bhagavan is telling, Indriyanam ki charatam yanmano nu vidhiyade tadasya haradi prajnam vayurnavam vivambasi. As an unfavorable wind disturbs the boat, similarly the mind of the restless person plunders his intelligence, being induced by the urge of the senses. One will go after the sense enjoyment, urges of the senses. If the mind is not controlled, it will catch. So we have to engage the mind. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. Enter into the devotional service. Mind should be engaged. For Bhagavan is telling, Tasmadasya mahabhago nihirdani sarvashaha indriyan indriya pesyat tasya prajna pradishtidam. Therefore, O mighty Amid Arjuna, know it for certain that the intelligence of a person whose senses have been controlled through proper renunciation and have been withdrawn from the sense object is actually fixed in devotional service. So if you want to do a devotional service, Bhagavan is telling actually, you have to control by proper enunciation. It is definitely the intelligence of a person should be controlled. Or we know that actually our intelligence is only controlling actually our indriya senses actually. So one can, using the intelligence, control the senses, then only one can do the devotional service. That is what Bhagavan is telling. Now further, in the fourth chapter, text number 9, Bhagavan is telling, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvadaha tektva deham punarjanma naidhima me disorjuna. O Arjuna, one who properly knows the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, does not take birth again after this death, but attains me. So that is another method Bhagavan is telling Jalla. How to attain him in this life itself. Engage your mind actually in discussing about the birth and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. Krishna Leela should be heard. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Vada Sevanam. One who is engaged his mind in these activities, Bhagavan is telling, Tektva Deham Vinad, immediately at the time of death he will enter into the kingdom of God. We close our eyes and we are singing the glories of the Lord. Suppose death comes in that particular time, open your eyes, you will be sitting in front of Krishna. So this is also confirmed, the same what you are talking today, it is confirmed in this particular test also. Then further in 439, Bhagavan is telling, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatpara samyate indriyaha jnanam labhya paranshantim achirenati gacchati. Only a person who is faithful, devoted to the Supreme Lord and self-controlled is able to receive this knowledge. Having received this knowledge, such a person quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. He can also enter into the transcendental abode of Krishna. You should be faithful, you should be devoted. We should be devoted to the Supreme Personality of God and Bhagavan actually, bhakti. Control themselves. And such people can only receive the knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is full of knowledge. Vedanta. Everything is there. All required knowledge is given in the form of instruction Bhagavan is given. This can be understood only those who are devoted, those who have got bhakti. those who are able to self-control, control their senses, and he help actually, the Lord help in this effect, somebody simply desiring to have it, then in the same chapter 47 also Bhagavan is telling, Yoginam abhi sarvesham matgadenantaratmana sraddhavan bhajadeyomam sameyuktatamo madaha. Arjuna, out of all yogis, he whose mind is fixed in me, who worships me with faith and who thinks of me within himself is the highest of all. Know for certain that this is certain that this is my opinion. So he will definitely attain to him, attain to Krishna, if you come to this particular stage of devotional service. Further, Bhagavan is telling the 8th chapter, text number 7. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yuthyaja mayarpita mano buddhir mame vaishyatya samchayaha. Therefore, you should always remember me and fight. Engage your mind and intelligence in me, then you will attain me without fail. How many times Bhagavan is telling me, 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 me? That means only him. We have to engage in that. You should always remember me. Tasma sarveshu galeshu ma manuspara, think of me. Manmana, Bhagavan is telling, manmana, bhava malpakto. Remembers me and fight. Any activity what we are doing actually can be make it spiritual by thinking about Krishna. Follow the instruction of Krishna. Engage your mind and intelligence in me, because these two things are troubling us, our mind and intelligence. So he is asking only this from us. Please give me your mind and intelligence for my service. Then you will attain me without any fail. Further in 88, Bhagavan is telling, Apyasa yoga yuktena chedasananyagamina paramam purusham divyam yadi parthyanuchindayan. O son of Pratha, by constant practice and full concentration of the mind on the Supreme Lord, one can attain, certainly attain him. There is another method, constant practice and full concentration of the mind in the Supreme Lord. Whatever Bhagavan has said, actually, we should have faith in it. We should concentrate completely, sraddha, and practice Krishna consciousness, actually. We are practicing Krishna consciousness by different activities which is pleasing Krishna. Then one can attain him. That he himself is telling, Bhagavan himself is telling. So it's not only one text, actually throughout Bhagavad Gita this instructions are there. Bhagavan, the tips are given to us actually in this material world. Prayanagale manasa chalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva pruvor mathe pranam avesha samyak satambaram purusham upaidhi divyam. One who at the time of death fixes his life hair between his eyebrows with an undeviating mind by his yogi strength and engage himself in remembering the Lord with pure devotion will certainly attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is again a confirmation actually. What is required actually? Remembering the Lord. Remembering the Lord at the time of death. Andi Narayana Smriti. One can practice this yoga. Then he promised here in the Bhagavad Gita, one will definitely go back home, back to the kingdom of Lord. 8:15 also Bhagavan is telling, Mamubetya punarjanma dukkhalema shashvadam Naptivandi Mahatmana Samsittim Paramam Gadaha. After attaining me, the great souls never return to this material world, which is temporary and full of distress, because they have attained the highest perfection. What is that actually higher perfection? So I am easily available to one who always remembers me without deviation, because such a yogi is always engaged in my service. So those who are engaged in the service of the Lord, engaging, getting the devotional service and continue that, Bhagavan is telling here, he will never return to this material world. He will attain me and he will never return to this material world, which is temporary. Naptivandi Mahatmanaga, Dukkhalayam Ashashwatam. Why you want to come? Bhagavan is telling in every sloga, he is asking actually, why you want to come back to this place? I will take you back home, back to whatever. Only you do small things. In the age of Kali Yuga, simply we can remember Krishna, we can engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Bhagavan will easily award one who chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. 8.16 also is confirmation is given. Ah Brahma Puvana Loga Punaravartino Arjuna Mamupetyadu Kaundeya Punarjanmana Vidyade. O Arjuna, from the topmost planet Brahma Loga to the lowest planet, all are full of distress wherein repeated births and deaths take place. But one who attains me never takes birth again. So again, Bhagavan is giving the confirmation here actually. Why you want to go to Brahma Loga or other Logas, you know, do some activities so that I will go to Sarga Loga. He says, Ah Brahma Punaravarti, you have to come back again. Maybe temporarily you will get some more enjoyments, enjoyment, something like that. But again you have to come to this Dukkhalaya Mahashashwara. The whole material world is Dukkhalaya Mahashashwara. And but one who attains me never takes birth again. So as a father he is requesting us actually, don't engage into the such activities, whether you go to Brahma Loga or Mrityu Loga, come back to this place, but you control your mind and senses, enter into devotional service of me so that you will never come back to this particular place. You can enjoy that place where there is actually Nashashanga na pavagaha matgatvan nivartante tathama paramam bhava. We are always complaining actually. Today it was very hot, or in the morning it was very cold, or after 2 months it will be very cold, or when it is raining we don't like it, if it don't rain also we don't like it. So all problems are there actually. So but Bhagavan is telling, why you want to be here? I am telling you, come on, you are all intelligent. Enter into Krishna consciousness. Enter into ISKCON. And practice Krishna consciousness in such a way that at the last you will get this facility. So, again, one or two points actually I want to raise it actually is understanding Krishna. How to understand? Who can understand Krishna? How to understand Krishna? Prabhupada is mentioning here. Without understanding him, it is not possible. One can overcome the path of birth and death by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Who can understand the path of birth? Bhagavan himself is actually telling what is the method. So in the age of Kali Yuga, number one, he himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said actually you can understand Krishna. You don't do anything else. Simply chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavan is always giving some examples. I was just going through Srimad Bhagavatam, I want to share with you what Krishna is telling to Uddhava. This is 11th Kando, chapter 12. Beyond renunciation and knowledge, Bhagavan is telling, in every yuga many living entities entangled in the mode of passion and ignorance gain the association of my devotees. Thus such living entities as the daityas, rakshasas, birds, beasts, gandharvas, apsaras, nagas, siddhas, charana, guhyagas, and Vidyadharas, as well as such lower class human beings, as the Vaishyas, Shudras, women and others were able to achieve my supreme abode. Vritrasura, Prahlad Maharaja and others like them also achieved my abode by association with my devotees. As did personalities such as Vrishaparva, Beli Maharaja, Banasura, Maya, Vibhishana, Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, Gajendra, Jadayu, Taladhara, Dharma, Vyadha, Kubja, the gopis in Vrindavana and the wives of Brahmanas who are performing sacrifices. So all these people, different type of devotees, Bhagavan is telling to Uddhava, they attained the Supreme, they attained me, simply they associated with my devotees. That is all. That is all they have done it. Further, Bhagavan is telling to him, Te Naditya Sudigana Nopasida Mahatmanaha Avrata Tapta Tapasa Masangan Mamubhagata. The persons I have mentioned did not undergo serious studies of the Vedic literature, nor did they worship great saintly persons, nor did they execute severe vows or austerities. Simply by association with me and my devotees, they achieved me. So Krishna can be understood, Krishna can be achieved simply by associating with him and his devotees. No need, he says, the names I mentioned earlier, they have not studied the Vedic literature thoroughly. They did not worship any saintly person. They did not do any puja, so many pujas. They never executed vows or austerities. They have not done any austerities. What they have done is simply they associated with my devotees and me. Further, Bhagavan is telling, Kevalena hi bhavena gopyo gavo naga mrigaha yenye mudatiya naga siddhamam iyuranyasa. The inhabitants of Vrindavana, including the gopis, cows, unmoving creatures such as the twin Arjuna trees, animals, living entities with stunted consciousness such as bushes and thickets, and snakes such as Kaliya, all achieved the perfection of life by unalloyed love for me and thus very easily achieved me. So even the, you know, Kaliyanak, even the gopis of Vrindavan, cows, even the creatures, animals, bushes, all this, they have not undergone any austerities or penance or something like that, no. They saw me, they understood me, they, with their unalloyed love for me. So I mean to say, the Krishna want actually our love. We should love him. After understanding our relation with him actually. By doing devotional service, enter into a devotional service means with some bhava we should do the devotional service. That bhava in enter into some type of relation with him. As a master or a son or a husband or a good person or whatever it may be, you enter into some relation with him. When we have a relation with somebody, then things are different. We really love him. We want to come and see Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Gauranathai in the morning, evening, whenever it is possible, we want to come. If you are seen in the morning, you know, why you want to see in the evening? You establish a relation, I want to see him. What type of dress is it? How merciful he is, how he looks like. Even though the morning decorations are, you know, dressing and everything same in the evening, but when you see Radharani in the evening, you will see a different person. You will never say that I have seen the same person in the morning, evening, different. That is actually the love. When they are into love, we want to see. If we are entering into love with somebody, we want to see the, every day we want to see him. We want to talk to him, otherwise, you know, we feel little problem actually. And further, Bhagavan is telling to Uddhava, యమ్న యోగేన సాంఖ్యేన దాన వృత తపోధువై వ్యాఖ్యా స్వాధ్యాయ సన్యాసై ప్రాప్నుయాత్ యత్నవానపి. ఈవెన్ దో వన్ ఎంగేజెస్ విత్ గ్రేట్ ఎండెవర్ ఇన్ ద మిస్టిక్ యోగా సిస్టమ్, ఫిలాసఫికల్ స్పెక్యులేషన్, చారిటీ వౌస్, పెనన్సెస్, రిచువలిస్టిక్ సాక్రిఫైసెస్, టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ మంత్రాస్ టు అదర్స్, పర్సనల్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్ ఆర్ రినౌన్స్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, స్టిల్ వన్ కెనాట్ అచీవ్ మీ. సో భగవాన్ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ యాక్చువల్లీ వెరీ 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 కేర్ఫుల్లీ, వెరీ వెరీ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ యాక్చువల్లీ యూ కెనాట్ దిస్ గో. సంబడి ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టరిటీ, హౌ మచ్ ఆస్టరిటీ ఈజ్ డూయింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇనఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ప్లీజింగ్ యాక్చువల్లీ. హౌ మచ్ పెనన్సెస్ ఈజ్, హౌ మచ్ ఓస్ he has taken a vow that he will stay in Vrindavan or he will do this, but he is not coming to the temple, he is not looking at the Lord, he is not really enjoying the devotional service. These are categorized as devotional service. Somebody is giving charity, a lot of charity. I have so much money, I am giving charity to everyone, but I don't come to the temple, you know, I don't see the Lord, it's not necessary for me, I am doing charity. Or teaching others some Vedic mantras are recited, and he is teaching the Vedic mantras to somebody. Is it enough? He says, no, still one cannot achieve me with these all the activities. Then what is required? He is already told. Rameena sardham madhuram pranite swapalpinamai anurakta chitta vigada bhavena me viyoga tivratyayonyam దుదిర్షు సుఖాయ. ద రెసిడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన హెడెడ్ బై ద గోపీస్ వేర్ ఆల్వేస్ కంప్లీట్లీ అటాచ్ టు మీ విత్ ది డీపెస్ట్ లవ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వెన్ మై అంకుల్ అక్రూర బ్రాట్ మై బ్రదర్ బలరామ అండ్ మీ టు ద సిటీ ఆఫ్ మథుర, ద రెసిడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన సఫర్డ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్ మెంటల్ డిస్ట్రెస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ and could not find any other source of happiness. Now, usually in the material world, when somebody is in distress, somebody is not happy, they will try to, why they are not happy, why they are in distress condition, that they cannot achieve that, so they try to concentrate the mind on something else. In the material world, somebody will say that, okay, they will go for intoxication, or they will see some movies, they will, oh, I want to get some peace, you know. I am in distress, I am in problem actually. But the devotees of the Lord, like gopis of Vrindavan, you know, they were in distress when they got yoga. Even after 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, Krishna called Uddhava and told him that actually, look, go to Vrindavan. That gopis will die, shortly they will die. As we have some distress or we have something, some problem, we say that after 1 or 2 months you will be alright, you know, you will forget. Krishna will make you to forget, then you can enjoy, there is no problem. Don't worry, it will be only for some time. But the real devotees of the Lord, those who are enter into a relation with Him, just like gopis of Vrindavan, they will never forget actually. They could not find any other source of happiness. Even after 3 months or 4 months, somebody come and see us, still they are crying only actually. Always thinking about Him in separation. That is the relation they enter into. So that is what Bhagavan is telling actually. Uddhava came thinking that, you know, he's a jnani bhakta. I got devotion, I was very close with Krishna, I was sitting with Him. But he never felt anything when he left Mathura and going to Vrindavan. Oh, I am leaving Krishna. At the last, after getting association with the gopis, he had that feeling actually. He said, Kshanarthenapi. In one kshana, even one moment also, I cannot be away from you, my dear Lord. Tasta kva chabata preshtadabmena nata mayaiva vandavana gocharena kshanarthavata punarangadasham హినామయా కల్ప సమాభూ. డియర్ ఉద్ధవ, ఆల్ దోస్ నైట్స్ ద గోపీ స్పెండ్ విత్ మీ, their most dearly beloved in the land of Vrindavana seemed to them to pass in less than a moment. Bereft of my association, however, the gopis felt that those same nights dragged on forever, as if each night were equal to a day of Brahma. Further, he is telling to Uddhava, these gopis, when they were spending time with me in the night, and the whole night was going with the, just like a fraction of second is gone, when Krishna is there, is gone. The time we don't know. When they hear Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, very interesting topics about the Lord, you will not know how the time is going. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. But if you mundane katha, you will hear it, actually you will look at the watch saying that, oh, not going, time is going, 1 hour is not going, half an hour, 15, still balanced time. So that is the difference. He is telling that when I am not there, the same hours is there for the night, but they felt actually it would be equal to day of Brahma, 4 billion years, something like that, they felt it one night, because when they lost my association. That is a real love for them, for me. Anybody enter into Krishna consciousness, they don't know. Even in our Vrindavana, if we are really, we are into, absorbed into Krishna consciousness, enter into devotional service, we do not know how the days are going. Most of the people, they don't know what is the day today. What is the day today? Now we know, because Dharmashtami, Krishna, Radhashtami is coming, and Lalita's appearance day today, so we know the day, date and all. Otherwise, we do not know. The same transcendental activities are going on, very devotional service, very pleasing to us and pleasing to the Lord, it is going on. We don't know how the time goes actually. For them, for such devotees, they observe, it is not a problem for them at all, whether they are living or after the death also, they will be entering to the real devotional service to the Lord. So that is the benefit. Bhagavan is telling actually to Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, just as a great sage in yoga trance merge into self-realization like rivers merging into the ocean and are thus not aware of material names and forms, similarly the gopis of Vrindavana were so completely attached to me within their minds as they could not think of their own bodies or of this world or of this future lives. Their entire consciousness was simply bound up in me only. Now, so example is given, sometimes somebody is intoxicated. Somebody is intoxicated, he is walking on the street. He doesn't know what cloth he is wearing. He doesn't know what he is talking. He is not bothered whether his hair is combed or what he is talking, how he is walking, we don't know, he doesn't know anything about it. Similarly, those who are intoxicated in Krishna consciousness, absorbed in the Lord, they are not worried about the gopis of Vrindavan, they are not worried about their body. The devotees are not worried about their body. Somehow or other, they want to use that body for the devotional service of the Lord, not for his sense gratification. Because they stopped, as we told in the same day, cessation of material existence, that is finished. Stop actually. They are not this body, they are soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and he is the master, I am the servant. My duty is to serve him 24 hours in a day. All other so-called dharmas or so-called things it will go on. He is not bothered about it. It will come. It will come and go, it will come and go, it will come and go, it will come and go. Wherever some help is required, the Lord will take care of it. You, your dharma, you engage. So one has to come to this particular stage of bhava, bhava bhakti. So further, Bhagavan is telling to Uddhava, give up studies of Vedas and rituals and everything. You simply leave it. You love me. Enter into loving devotional service unto me, continue non-stop. And mind you, actually one who is doing sincerely, his mind will be absorbed in it. You will never get bored about it. That is what we are telling actually. My dear Lord, please give me taste for chanting your holy name. When some taste is there, we are not satisfied by finishing it, eating it, you know, more and more. It's very tasty. Whether it get indigestion or whatever may be, but I want to continue eating because so sweet, it's so tasty. So that taste we should get it actually by Bhagavan is already told here, associating with me and my devotees. Then automatically the taste will come. The material disease will go. And automatically the taste will come. Then we can enter into just like a madman or whatever other people will say, he is not bothered. He can enter into chanting the holy name of Krishna in the age of Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is actually the perfection in the human form of life. With a taste, without any offenses, calling Krishna's name with a sincere feeling, then they can enter into a relation with him and he will reciprocate accordingly, according to our surrender. Hare Krishna.